Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the Sermon on the Mount, after Jesus has told the crowds that surrounded him that they were salt of the earth, he turns to an image of light. And he said to them, "You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Now, I think as Jesus preached on the hillside in Galilee, he probably noted his surroundings and wove them into his message as sermon illustrations. And just to the south of where he sat and taught was the recently established city of Tiberias. In that moment, Tiberias was being constructed by King Herod Antipas to honor the second emperor of Rome, Tiberius Caesar. So the city was built from the shoreline of the Sea of Galilee up a steep slope to the east. At night, Tiberius's lights would have stretched from the water's edge up toward the crown of the mount that it was built on. And the construction and the growing illumination of Tiberias probably would have been one of the most notable happenings in the region. So when Jesus told his followers, "You are the light of the world, and your light shouldn't be hidden any more than a city on a hill can be obscured," he was likely referencing how the city of Tiberias was visible for miles around because of its nighttime illumination. You know, he was saying our lives, like that city, our lives and our living should brighten the world. Much like the characteristics of light, our lives should provide clarity, illumination, and even a degree of warmth in an often dark and cold world. Our living, our shining forth, should be so radiant that life gets more navigable, not just to ourselves, not to just those closest to us, but it should be easier to navigate for those even at great distances. Jesus said, "You are the light. You are the light, so shine, radiate God's goodness into the world." Now, the outcome and purpose of our illuminating presence, as Jesus described it, would have been a noticeable contrast to that city of Tiberias. I mean, remember, Tiberias being built was being built to honor Caesar. So the city was established to curry favor with Rome. Tiberias's light was shown forth as a tribute to the empire and to remind all who saw it what authority was ultimately in control. So Jesus, in contrast, said that our light should shine forth, not for our own glory, not for the recognition of any earthly monarch or personality. Our light should shine forth so that God's good works might be seen and be made known in the world. Tiberias was built for the emperor's glory. You were made for God's glory. So the question that I hope you'll wrestle with today or the days that follow is simply, how do you respond to Jesus' assertion that you are the light of the world? Think about that. What does that mean for you when Jesus says you are the light of the world? And then in terms of practice, when you have an opportunity to perform a good work or a task today, especially if that work is laborious or ill-timed, I want you to imagine doing the work, that work that you're asked to do, for the glory of God. Your good effort at an inconvenient but necessary time shines forth God's goodness and glory into the world. Let's pray about that. Lord God, it's often difficult for us to even begin to think of ourselves as light. And we feel like we live in the darkness of confusion and uncertainty so much of the time. So Lord God, we ask that you would help us to believe that what you claim about us, that our life and our living are part of your plan to illuminate the world. Help us to claim that. Help your light to shine through us as a beacon to those around us. Not our light, but your light. Shine through us today, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.